Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Handy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and T. Quiller, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
All right, so welcome to episode 158 of...
The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
I'm John Malden.
I'm T. Quillen.
And this week we have kind of a Dumb Show University.
Yeah.
We're starting up in a week as this goes live.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had a lot of faculty meetings and whatnot. Yeah. So,
Action-packed.
Okay.
As you'll find
as out. Academia can be.
Well,
as action-packed as... A three-hour workshop on grant writing can be.
There we go.
Which was interesting.
Actually, it wasn't bad. Could have been worse. Anyway, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Plot, character, theme, diction or language, music and spectacle. Aristotle's six elements of tragedy. If you'd done your reading, you could see how Aristotle's poetics are to Eugenia Barber's paper canoe as Aeschylus's Oresteia is to Harold Pinter's A Kind of Alaska.
And now it's time for another excerpt from... Dumb Show University.
So it's a Dumb Show University this week.
It is.
Yeah.
Dumb Show U. We haven't had one in a while.
We really haven't. But it's also been summertime.
Right.
You know, and you know, academic calendar being what it is and all that good stuff. So we just had our faculty meeting this past week.
Yeah.
Or a couple of them. We got a lot of stuff going on this semester.
We do. We got a lot of positive stuff going on here at Middle Tennessee State University.
That was almost like you were a real press person for TSU. Do that again. That was awesome.
One time.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
You sneak one in on me in a minute.
Okay.
That's good.
You're expecting it here.
Yeah. Well, I know. Yeah. You got to catch me off guard. The big news is in the season,
right?
We have three student written and award winning.
Right.
Plays.
Yeah.
That are being produced. So it's actually going to be a season full of new works, not just the three student award winning plays. We actually have the youth show, right, as well, which is in development.
In development. And I think its grand scheme, right, is to tour Ireland.
Yeah. I think it's being developed in the fall.
In the summer.
And
going to tour around the Middle Tennessee area in fall and spring, I think, and then go somewhere in Ireland.
Yeah. It's a big project.
It is.
It's a big project.
You gotta tackles big projects for some reason.
It's a good one, though. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But we don't have a name for that show yet, obviously, because it's being developed over the fall
semester. In development. Title of show. Oh, wait, that's already...
Okay. Name here. We can talk to her about that later. But anyway, the three student-written plays, two of them are written by the same student.
Wow.
Yeah, so Josh Ginsburg actually has two award-winning plays.
Okay.
One a short play, the other one a full-length play.
Yeah.
In this season, and the short play is called Shards of Glass, and his full-length play is called Ladybug.
Okay.
And then our very own, and I can say that about not that Josh is not our very own, but I mean young David.
IDS's very own.
Young David.
Intern young David.
Yeah, David Bennett
from our Humana for those that have been listening for a while. Yeah. Young David from this past Humana.
Yep. Portrait of a Mother and Son is his short play. So we're going to have an evening of short plays as part of one of our main state seasons. And Young David's play is one of those that was chosen.
That's very exciting.
Award winning. Then, to start the whole season off,
right?
Deer Finder.
Wow. Yeah. That's a very interesting.
Yeah. Directed by Hollywood Jackie Springfield Holmes.
Springfield. uplifting show that is.
Yeah, so she was telling me that she couldn't get through the script all in one sitting. She had to take breaks from it when she was reading it. I was like, oh wow, really? I don't know.
Yeah, that's going to be good for a 4 or 5 week rehearsal period.
Yeah. She's going to be an alcoholic by the time it's over.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's a whole list of people that created the thing, but the primary person who's listed, his name is Tom Isbell.
Mm-hmm.
I may be mispronouncing that. It may be Isbell. I don't know. Anyway, it's based on a book called The World Must Know by Michael Barenbaum, and it's a Holocaust story, essentially.
Right.
Or a series of them.
I'm not sure. I think it's based on, and I could be completely off base here, but I think it's dealing with finding, I think, letters shoved in bottles addressed to Dear Finder, ergo the title.
Yeah.
And you know, years later, after concentration camps were being torn down, they found all these letters and people telling who they were and where they were and, you know. Please find so and so and such, and let them know what happened to us and that kind of thing.
It is going to be a very difficult show for the students. You know what I mean? I don't mean difficult in terms of an acting challenge. I mean, in addition to that, but I mean, you got to go to some really dark places with that stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's going to be a challenge for the Appreciate kids to really sit there and
appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't want to. Yeah, use the same word twice, but yeah.
I did it for you.
Thank you. No, I mean, I think it is going to be a challenge because as soon as anything really gets uncomfortable or heady or, you know, right. People are going to...
The giggles start. Yeah. Don't know how to deal with this.
Mm-mm.
Don't know how. Not going to process.
Yeah.
So that is our main stage season here at MTSU.
Wow.
Now,
What else is going on?
Well, we're going to have a little renovation.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Well, to tie back into the main stage
season,
we're doing these shows because they're award winning and because they won last year's playwriting competition at the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival, Region 4 Festival.
Or ACTF, as it's affectionately known.
Right. And so it has to be remounted at the following festival. Well, since we ended up with three plays that had to be mounted, we're hosting.
That's right. I forgot about that part. Yeah.
That's
right.
We were hosting Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival, Region 4 Festival.
Now,
in February.
Region 4 is a fairly large region, right? I mean, it's
most of the Southeast. Yeah.
It's, I mean, basically, they divide the country into four regions, right? I mean, it's split kind of like a.
Well, no, I think it's into like six or seven regions.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Okay. But most of the Southeast.
Most, yeah. Right?
Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, okay, blah, blah, blah.
Alabama,
and there's a couple more in there too. A lot of square mileage,
right?
You know,
right.
But in addition to that, so right after we get done with that, which that's in February or March,
right? Yeah, week of February, okay. I think.
Then we have that's ACTF, and then we're also going to be hosting the ACDF,
right?
Which is the American College Dance Festival,
right,
on campus as well, and that happens.
Through spring break, I think.
Yeah, like over the spring break.
First or second week of March.
Yeah, something like that. Then, right before that youth show, which is to be announced, the title of which is to be announced, the Ireland Project, I think is what they're kind of referring to it as, our theater shuts down.
Yeah.
March the 15th, I think it is.
Yeah, so the spring dance concert, the spring youth show, and anything in March 16th on.
We don't have a theater.
It's going to be elsewhere.
It's a construction site. Now, here's the good part.
1.4? Please tell me the good part.
Yeah. Is it 1.4 million?
1.46.
$1.46 million worth of renovations. And they're doing a lot of stuff. Replacing all the seats. They're moving the sound booth. Basically, they're taking a very old theater and making it ADA compliant.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, that's a majority of the, that's a vast majority of where the money's going.
Yep.
But they're, we get to see some rough sketches at this faculty meeting of what they're going to be doing and, you know, artists, the architects' renderings and so on and so forth. It looks pretty good. I mean, I think they're making some smart choices, you know, in terms of what to do with that money. But yeah, we won't have a theater.
Yeah.
And that's going to affect Governor's School for you.
That is really going to affect Governor's School. Kind of hard to have a theater program without a theater.
Yeah.
So,
you'll figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't, it's great for the theater. It
Fantastic.
Needs to be done. It's
very
way
much.
Past time to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, on that regard, I'm very pleased with the development.
Yeah.
However.
But.
The other side is that the summer program is going to, I don't want to say suffer, but it is going to be altered dramatically. I mean, it's apparently the scene shop, the costume shop, and the studio theater should still be available. Mm-hmm. So labs and classes and that sort of thing should happen. But
any kind of main stage, anything is.
Yeah, all events that would come in and play Tucker no longer can play Tucker.
Wow.
So, simple case in point, Sunday afternoons, that first Sunday, you meet all the parents and all the students, that's 900 people.
Yeah, you got to find a place to put those guys.
Well,
they certainly won't fit in the studio.
not even
just by themselves.
Yeah. No, they are going to I mean, I think ultimately what we're going to have to do is do the opening ceremony twice. Do it once for music and then once for everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
In the music hall. I mean, but that's the type of thing, like, you think, oh, well, yeah, it's going to be difficult to stage a show. Well, that's, you know, a small part of the whole thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've
Anything that comes in, the dance concerts.
Because if I'm not mistaken, every Monday night there was some kind of a function in the Tucker Theater that involved everybody from all disciplines of government school.
Right,
there's no, that's going to affect that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Well, good luck on that one.
Yeah. I may look like you after the end of the summer.
That's right. I just do the auditions.
Yeah.
You know, that's done in January, so that doesn't affect me at all. So,
speaking of which, have you reserved those dates?
No. Yeah. Actually, yes, I have.
Okay.
This
2 Sundays?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Because they switched to a Sunday.
Yeah, I don't have the dates.
We're not doing 2 Saturdays.
Right, I remember that. We're doing 2 Sundays, yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
We can edit that part out. A little board meeting.
Inside baseball.
Board meeting here.
Well, we should announce, I guess we can technically announce it, Fresh Person Showcase. We don't have dates for the show yet, but we know what we're doing.
Well, we got
to... We haven't gotten that far yet.
You know? Right. Well, we can do circa.
Sure.
Around Halloween.
Yeah, around Halloween. We're going to do the Scottish play.
Yeah.
Now, do you prefer to call it the Scottish play, or do you care?
The Scottish play?
The spaghetti play. Do you call it this? Do you prefer? I mean, do you have a preference? Do you hold that tradition?
If I'm in the actual theater, yeah, I don't say that.
So you follow the American.
Judging by the phone call we just had, which nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't play around with stuff like that.
Why mess with it, right?
Yeah. Even if it's, you know, BS, I don't want to tempt the fates.
So now, okay, so, well, let me ask you this question then, because one of the things that we're talking about doing with this particular show is doing it not in the theater, but taking it out on campus and some, you know, various places. Now, do you count that as the theater? I mean, it's a performance venue. It becomes.
Yeah, no, I'm not so worried about that. There's not stuff normally over your head that would fall down there.
Never say never.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so anyway, we're doing the Scottish play, and it's you, me, and Steve again.
Yeah, yeah. Jackie's busy with the other, and
yeah, she's gonna have her hands full.
Yeah, both. At least ours are violently depressing.
Yeah, there's that.
We can have fights and stuff.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You're doing the kind of the editing of a script for us, and yeah,
I am.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're the one that said, hey.
All right.
Right? You're the one with all the Shakespeare books over there, buddy.
Yeah, that's true.
You're the expert.
In my life. I didn't go that far.
I don't know.
You wouldn't either, though, really.
Yeah. No.
It's going to be a busy year. I mean, it's going to, in addition to being a busy year, it's going to be, we've got that added, I'm going to say looming. you know, thing about the theater shutting down and it being a construction zone. That
spring semester is going to be nuts.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest with you.
It really is.
Because hosting a dance festival is not too bad because it kind of falls on spring break.
Right.
Usually our, you know, for ACTF, usually the theater classes are lost anyway because so many people go away, but now they're really going to be lost.
Right.
Because we can't have acting classes in the studio during that festival week.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're literally going to be losing time.
Well, in addition to that,
fine by me, you know.
Right. One of the things that they're playing around with this semester, which is relatively new, or at least they're bringing it back this semester, is doing large sections of the theater appreciation class.
Yeah. Now, what they're talking about, I don't think they've ever done. They've done large sections like 100, 150, but this is like 400, 500 people.
Oh, I thought that there'd been other classrooms on campus that had stuff like that size.
Maybe, but not, I mean, not through the previous, not our department.
Okay, well, okay, but.
I mean, I took an electronic media class when I was here, and it was like 350 or 400.
Okay, that's what, see, that's what I'm remembering, but it was not in the theater.
Right.
This class, the theater appreciation class, is already booked to be in the theater. So, yep. and they booked that before they knew that the renovation was going to start.
Yeah.
So now they got to figure out something to do with that particular class or those particular classes.
Well, it looks like they're going to try to cram all the lecture and everything in the first part where they have to have. Because, I mean, I think the way they were working that class is you were going to break it down into, you'd have major lecture days and then, you know, smaller kind of groups.
Smaller group things, yeah.
And I guess they're going to try to slam all the major things in first and then, I mean, they'd have to because there's another place to put them.
Yeah. I mean, I know they mentioned talking about doing a partially online class or something like that. I mean, that to me, with a class that big, you got to be doing that anyway. But, you know, seriously, I mean, that's just one of the ways that it's affecting us. I mean, it's like there's probably like 10 or 15,000 different ways that it's going to affect us that we're not thinking about.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Because we're assuming everything is going to go by plan and
right. Well, now they have to be done by August the 15th, though, right? Of 2010.
Well, they're going to be done by September.
Oh, I thought I heard August. But okay, I was wrong.
Well, they're scheduled to be done by August 17th.
Oh, but the hard deadline of when the big meeting thing
right,
is
in September sometime.
Wow. Think it'll happen?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, anytime. Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, come on. Anytime you've worked in, you know, having houses built and things done and, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, we think it's going to be this time, but it's always going to run longer. Yeah,
Inspector will come in. No. Nope. Not going to do that.
No. Nope.
Can't do it that way. Back to the drawing board. Literally.
In some cases.
You know.
But, you know, it all depends on how, you know. I'm so glad. I was not even close to organizing that project. I mean, wow, can you imagine the sort of headaches that person's going to have?
No, I can't. I mean,
organizing which contractor, which subcontractor, who comes in, when. So they're not stepping over one another and damaging, you know.
Yeah.
This part is going to happen first.
Tucker Theater is a great theater. I mean, it really is. It is. It's a really nice proscenium theater space. Seat-wise, total balcony included, I think somewhere around 1,200 seats, I think.
Originally, it was like 1,100.
Okay. Obviously, it's less than that now. But
and will be less.
Yeah.
When the renovation is done, too.
Yeah. But we're getting a renovation of the lobby. They're changing the lighting in the lobby, and we have
ticket
really,
booth is being moved.
Yeah, being moved completely.
I mean, it's gonna. They're acting, putting in a handicap ramp. Which has been
desperately needed for a long time.
Yeah.
The
elevator they took out like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, because didn't it rust?
Yeah.
They tried putting it up, and it worked for a little while, but it was slow as Christmas, and then rusted out because there's no cover for it. That worked out well. I mean, seriously, it's been needed for a long time.
Yeah,
it has been needed for a long time. But the big question on everybody's mind, though, at the faculty meeting are the really nifty 1960s glass blocks that make up the front wall, are those going to stay or are they going to go? I think everybody was kind of hoping that they go.
Yeah, I think they're gone.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Aren't they putting those little track things in?
Yeah, but I couldn't decide whether they were going to put those just in front of the glass blocks or whether they're going to remove the glass blocks and put those windows in. Either way, they're going to have shades so that we can darken the lobby, for matinee performances, which has been needed for a long time too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're going to talk of some cool stuff. I mean, the whole idea of trying to put the lighting system.
Yeah,
In the lobby and the house lighting, kind of on the same dimmer or have dimmers available so
it's controllable.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So that you can start the show, then dim the lobby lights. So then when people come in and out,
it's
not like a flashlight being turned on and off.
Right. Yeah, that's gonna be great.
I think that's very cool.
I'm really impressed with the fact that the lighting booth, stage manager's booth, and the sound booth are all gonna be moved down to the floor because of ADA compliance.
Yeah.
I think that's great. The theater was built without an elevator to the balcony, and there's not really a place to put one.
Right.
You know, so there really wasn't an option for putting an elevator.
Well, yeah, I mean, Justin made a good point, you know, when he was talking about it, that the fact that if we had someone in a wheelchair who wanted to be a stage manager or a light board or upper sound board in the current configuration, they can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, it,
there's just no way to get them up there. And
luckily
down.
For us, it has not come up yet. But we're going to be in compliance after.
I don't know if I'd say that. But.
Well, we're going to be in compliance, though, after mm-hmm. August or September.
I don't know if you can get away with saying, luckily, that didn't.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's probably a wrong way to put it.
That's the Republican way.
Fortunately for us? No, that's not right either.
It just hasn't come up.
It has been a good thing here, that it has not come up for us.
At yet. Middle Tennessee State University.
You've been making a point with your finger for a while now. What are you saying?
Well, we have, when this goes live, we'll have a town hall meeting going on in Tucker. So
that's
maybe.
Right. I forgot about that too.
Maybe the distraction will start a little early or something. I don't know.
That's true. Yeah. Cause they're shutting down this whole building at like 2:30.
Yeah, 2:30 security comes through. And,
yeah. It's going to be a fun week. That's the week before classes start too. You know?
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine? I mean,
no.
I would like I to say you can't, but.
Sure,
pretty much can nowadays after
yeah.
some of these town hall shenanigans.
I really do have a feeling that this one's going to be. I mean, it's going to wind up being on the news. I mean, it's going to. You know, somebody's going to say something, and somebody's going to respond to something. I just have this feeling that it's going to wind up being national news. I just do.
Great.
Not many of them haven't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they're everybody's kind of looking for it now.
Right. Too. Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to go, when's the next one? You know, mm-hmm. It's almost like reality TV. Well, it is kind of
mm-hmm.
reality TV or unreality TV. So anyway, that's
not in reality
not
TV.
Not in reality TV. Well, that's it. That's what we're doing here at MTSU in the fall.
In the spring.
And we go again in the 2009, 2010 school year.
Well done.
Thank you. I mean, well, I worked really hard on that. I've been practicing it for like a week.
Good. Well, shows.
You know?
Got nothing else to do when you're in a boot, right?
No. Speaking of which, still in a boot. Still on crutches.
So this is for our Canadian friends. We're
yeah.
Still in a
still
boot.
Still in a boot. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have any clue. You know, classes
you're
start.
You're in process of getting a golf cart, right?
Yeah, I'm trying. See, classes start a week from when this goes live. When this episode goes live, and I'm still on crutches, and according to my physical therapist who I saw today, as we're recording this, I'm probably not going to be out of the boot before the time classes starts. I'm still going to be on crutches and in my boot. Now I'm walking in the boot. I'm starting to put weight on my foot and everything, but yeah, I didn't really realize how much of a delicate recuperation process an Achilles repair is, but I'm apparently out for the season.
It's at 6 weeks
and then now we're talking
deadlines and how things eight. Extend. And
yeah. I mean, I'm doing well. I got a lot of more flexibility in it in terms, you know, that kind of things. The swelling's gone down, all that other good stuff. But yeah, not really putting a whole lot of weight on it just yet. Not really comfortable with that, you know. So we'll see. I'm trying to work with the offices on campus. I'm starting with human resources on campus. See if I can't get myself a golf cart or something along those lines.
I think you need to hover around.
I thought about
a little scooter or something.
Jetpack. That's what I would really love to have. James Bond type of, you know, thing. That'd be really dangerous. I mean, somebody could get hurt.
Yeah.
Somebody might get hurt with a golf cart. but who knows?
Hover around. You would hurt yourself.
Hover around is a good idea, though. Because I could do like the lady in the commercials and cut donuts in her living room and wave at everyone.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
that's
so.
That's awesome. Yeah. Because I can't really stand up to operate a Segway.
Right.
You know, yet.
Yeah.
Maybe in a week or two. I could segue into walking.
Wow.
What was that? Was that good?
That's good. That was good. I got to give you that. Okay. That was good.
Yeah. Well, you never threw another PR moment at me, so.
I did when you were saying how fortunate we don't have wheelchaired students. I said here at Middle Tennessee State University.
Oh, wow. You slipped that. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah.
You slipped that one in on me.
Yeah.
You're getting really subtle about it. You're really good at that.
I subliminal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, a cat. Okay.
Squirrel!
If you hadn't seen that movie, go see it. It's awesome. Which is, I can't wait for that one to come out on DVD. It's Up.
Yeah.
We're talking about Up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pixar, Disney. Awesome. Okay, are we done?
since
we're all on.
Since you're in monosyllabic gruntle response.
Yeah, I've lost it.
Good. Watch it. DVD.
Yeah, and we're done. And I got these cards now, too, so I keep tapping. You know, I'm doing the David Letterman.
Yeah. Yeah. Not annoying at all.
All right. So, that's it. Let's wrap it up.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
An award-winning season.
Here at Middle Tennessee State University.
See, you did it again.
It's good.
I'm working on it.
That's good. That's good. So we really should, I mean...
Can do crew. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, there you go. So let's mention the student playwrights' names again.
Let's.
Josh Ginsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And young David Bennett.
Young David.
Young David.
IDS's latest intern.
If you want to hear an interview...
successful.
If you want to hear an interview with young David, you should go back and listen to our Humana Festival of 2009
right.
episodes, because we actually did a little mini interview with young David about his exploits as a budding playwright, up and coming playwright. You've got that look in your eyes. Not that look. I mean, this is a different look. It's a different look altogether, but
keep digging.
Yeah, it's fine. It's the closing of the show. Why not, right? I thought about this when we were talking about it a second ago. We really should get Jackie in to talk about Deer Finder sometime soon.
Yeah, we should.
Because I'm going to be honest, I really don't know that much about it. It's not a published script.
Right,
so.
Apparently. Yeah, you can't get a hold of the script.
It's tough. I mean, it really is tough. I'm anxious to see and hear what it's about. You know, I mean, I know what it's about, but I want to hear what she has to say about it and, you know, her sort of first blush impressions of it and what she's planning on doing with it. Working. I want to hear about it.
I think she's turning it into a musical.
I think that would be great. It's very Mel Brooks of her.
No, so, I'm kidding. For the people out there, might be.
Right.
No, The Holocaust is not a musical. I'm sorry.
No, it very much is not.
Mm-mm.
That's a very poignant statement I made there, John Mulder.
Here at Middle Tennessee State University.
Okay, so next week we might have Jackie. I don't know. We might just do something completely different. It's still that time of year, you know, here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show. That works pretty well, the whole here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show. As you've been doing here at Middle Tennessee State University.
Right, right.
So I'm just not as good as you are.
No.
Well, on that note, hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.